You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have our own Shannon, who's been on this show for a couple of years. Anything you want to tell our listeners?
I just want to say, hey, good morning. Hope everybody had a good weekend.
That's it, huh?
That's all I got.
Shannon showed us a video from her grandfather, the biker.
Yes.
His birthday party with all the Harleys parked outside and everything.
Yes, 80th birthday party. It was at a bar called The Dirty Dog.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a biker dude as your grandfather.
I sure do.
That's pretty cool. He had the bandana on and everything.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He is a cool guy.
I wouldn't want to mess with him.
He could still take you down, couldn't he, at age 80?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's got to be some other announcement you want to make.
Well, you guys, I've decided to leave to pursue my my juggling career. I just wanted to let everybody know that the time has come. I want to join the circus and focus on my juggling career.
That's good. So, she's lighting things on fire now. She's getting really good. You're getting really good.
I know you guys support me in this. You have always cheered me on while I practice in the studio, and that's my announcement.
Great. Well. You know, over the last couple of weeks.
How's the dental plan with that?
It's great. Great benefits. PTO.
Excellent.
All the good stuff.
Well, she's halfway joking here. Halfway joking.
PTO, it's all TO, isn't it? I mean, if you're a professional juggler, aren't you off like all the time?
All the time.
Man.
Over the last couple of weeks, Jeremy and I have kidded around saying, oh, with all the crap that we're laying on her, Shannon's going to quit.
Yep.
She quit.
She walked into the office one day and she said, I have an announcement for you two. And we're like, what? What's going on?
Here's the funny thing. Is I thought when she, when the day came when she said that, because look, I mean, truth is, all of our producers leave this show at one point or another.
Not me.
Some stay. Well, you transition.
Well, yeah, you got a big promotion,
I morphed.
Buddy.
Every other producer
right.
has left our show and... 9 times out of 10, they're really sad, and sometimes there's tears. Shannon, you had no tears at all. You're like,
no.
Man, I'm done.
She was like high-fiving herself.
I didn't cry at all, huh?
No, not a bit.
Not at all.
Shannon's last day will be this Thursday. So
yep.
Here's our question for our listeners. She's been on the show for a little over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So our listeners should have gotten to know her fairly well. Our question for our listeners to call in this morning is, what do you think we have to do to keep her from leaving?
Yeah, because that's the thing. I mean, we love her.
Aww.
She knows everything we like when it comes to like behind the scenes editing and things like that. You handle a lot of stuff for the show, and we don't want to lose you because we don't want to train somebody else.
I also know your Starbucks order.
You know our Starbucks order. A lot of things. So we don't want you to go.
Aww.
But we don't know what to do to keep you.
We thought we would open up phones and see if listeners could call in and offer their suggestions of what it would take to keep you.
Get creative.
Yeah.
Make it challenging.
Besides the whole more money and paid time off.
Right, yeah, don't bring up those because that's not in their control.
That stings a little.
Yeah.
The funny thing, too, is that when Shannon gave us her notice and said, I'm leaving, I quit.
That's exactly how I said it.
She didn't say, you know, if you could do this or you could do this. She didn't say.
There was nothing like that. We were like,
It was just, quit.
And Dom and I looked at each other and we're like, whoa, crap, now man. What?
In your opinion, Dom and Jeremy, listener, what do you think we would need to do to make her change her mind?
Now, don't hold back.
Was it something we said, by the way, or did we not treat you too well?
Because I can't win the freaking mind bender. It's just bruised my ego far too
sorry.
Much.
Sorry, like if I started like just throwing out stupid guesses every day.
I
have been, okay, but maybe every day.
It just makes me feel worse. I'm like, he's not even trying. I still can't get it right.
I've kind of given up a little bit.
You have.
To help you.
If we aren't able to convince you to change your mind.
That's
What advice would you give? Because we're going to have to start looking for a new producer for this show.
Good luck.
What would be your advice for somebody coming to work on the top-rated Dom and Jeremy show?
Because, I mean, we are going to be looking, so...
Bring them Starbucks.
Yeah, but I don't even drink Starbucks.
You like chocolate.
Yeah, you like your hot chocolate.
And a vanilla scone.
Oh, come on.
Okay,
Dom.
I do like a good vanilla
you
scone.
Love a good vanilla scone.
All right, so besides that.
Learn their sense of humor. Catch on to their sense of humor.
I will say that's been huge with you because we have a...
distinct...
saucy sense of humor sometimes off the air, and you've put up with a lot of it.
I sure have.
And that's huge.
But I love it. I'm going to miss that probably the most. All the off-mic conversations.
Do you think it's saucy? Is that how you would describe
it? Well, not saucy, but we're naughty.
Spicy?
We're naughty.
Pretty naughty.
We're naughty.
It's very fun. Whoever comes in here, it's a really fun job.
Well, now you've set us up for some sort of lawsuit or something.
Oh. Well.
No, but like in a PG way.
All right, so bring us occasional Starbucks. Two, learn our snarky, saucy sense of humor.
Yep.
And then what's a third piece of advice?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Learn to go without sleep?
Yes. Be prepared to get up early.
We interviewed, and I'm not making this up. I want to say it was in the late 90s. We interviewed someone as a producer of the show, and they were... pretty much one of the three leading candidates until they called us and said, I didn't realize when I interviewed what time I would have to get up. I'm not kidding.
Like, really?
And I'm like, this is a morning radio show. Jeremy and I are both here before 5 a.m. We don't ask our producer to get here that early.
No, not that early.
Shannon doesn't come rolling in until almost 7 sometimes.
It's not bad.
But... they were like, I didn't know I'd have to get up early.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, can you imagine if we had hired that person?
Man.
And they couldn't figure out the first part of this job. Our beloved Shamalama is leaving our show after 2 years, 4 months, 2 weeks, and 3 days.
But we don't want her to go. She knows us.
I do. I do know you guys.
You stroke our egos.
I really do. I'm like, great job at the end of every segment.
You do. And
nailed
you listen
it.
To everything we say.
Fantastic
and you're like,
work.
You guys are the best. You laugh at all of our dumb jokes.
You're funny.
There are some folks on the line who want to chat, like Danielle. Good morning, Danielle. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
What's up?
Well, I want to know if you guys can tell me Shannon's Starbucks order.
Oh, no.
Can you? I don't think you can.
Are you a chai?
No.
Caramel macchiato.
No.
You're a white mocha, no whip.
Lemon.
This drums. Is why I'm leaving. You guys don't know
wrinkles,
me at all.
Lemon drop.
No straw.
Martini.
Lemon drop. Drive-through Starbucks.
Something with broccoli on it. Right, what is your order?
Danielle, that's a fair question.
Right, we have no idea.
We don't know.
I can't say that Shannon would be leaving if you guys knew her Starbucks order.
Well, now, in our defense.
Yes, tell
in
her.
In our defense, we get here at about 4:45. Shannon gets here at about 6:45.
So
it's kind of hard for somebody to get you a Starbucks order 2.5 hours before they show
and
up.
And then let it sit here and get all crappy.
That's what I mean. I mean,
she's usually on her way in and she just grabs some stuff. So
yeah. Don't get us wrong here, Danielle. When she asks us, it's because she's just stopping to get herself something.
Right.
Or I get a text at 6 in the morning
maybe
from Jer.
Once
I
in
need
a while.
Starbucks.
But it is a fair question. I will say this. We know her food taste.
Absolutely. No meat allowed.
No. Yeah.
She gets mad if I eat bacon in the studio.
Well, because it smells bad, and your eggs with
eggs.
Whatever salsa smell Oof. Disgusting, and whatever that chicken was the other day. Like,
I brought
I
chicken
had to
in. She
excuse
was,
myself.
Danielle,
maybe
she is.
Can
she's
like
not
me.
Only a vegan. Ugh. She's like, what was it said on The Simpsons that one time? A fifth level vegan that she won't. She won't eat anything that casts a shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am vegan, so you guys were spot on.
Okay, so you know.
Are you?
You know.
I love you.
Our next producer
is
going to be a car.
I will say that I think that'll come up in the next interview if we can figure out a way around the EOE stuff
right,
or whatever.
Like, so what do you like to eat?
Yeah.
We're an equal opportunity employer.
Yes.
Except dietary.
You like plants gross.
You like plants gross. Oh, that's funny.
So funny.
You know what's really funny is that over the years, our producers tend to have food, let's just say, differences from the rest of us. The producers always seem to either be vegan or, remember when little Jen was our producer, she only ate 5 foods total on the planet.
Yeah.
And
what?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
it was weird.
Really... It's really unusual, so.
That is really weird.
Well, Danielle, I'm glad you called. You did kind of bust us a little bit because we did not know our Starbucks order. So you go have a good day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Kendra. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning, guys.
Glad you called. Thanks for listening. What do you want to say?
Well, in my experience, when people are ready to leave a job, they're just ready to leave a job. So I think you should just let her go and then let me know how to apply for the job.
Oh, yeah.
Issues. I love bacon. And
we're going to have to put you on hold and get your number.
I'm also a veteran, so, you know, I got you guys' sense of humor. I got you. And I don't care if you know my Starbucks number.
Oh, you're a vet, too? Awesome.
Yep. You. My bachelor's. So I got this. You guys don't have to hire me.
You know anything about radio or producing or
editing?
Yeah.
You know, I've been told a lot that I should be a radio talk show person anyway, so.
Well, don't get
it
twisted.
Be...
That's not your job here.
You would
be behind the scenes mostly, so.
But, you know, mm-hmm. it's been mentioned, so it's thought about, but I got this. I was a police officer, so I could do that.
I wasn't. She's got me beat.
She's our muscle, man.
Right. She could be a bouncer at all of our events.
Yeah.
I know.
There we go.
She can do more push-ups than us.
2 years ago.
I won't allow any vegans in the studio.
She's standing at the door with her arms crossed.
I can't come visit.
Kendra, you are delightful. Thank you for listening. You have a great day.
You're
okay?
Welcome. You too.
See you later.
Dang. Shamalama's last day is Thursday. So Thursday, that's when tears will bust out on
we'll
our
say goodbye.
End, even though not on your end.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, man. Harsh.
It's an almond milk latte.
Harsh. Oh, thank you. Now we know.
Okay.